Would you like to end up in an Italian deserted town during summer?
Ciao, siamo Gabriele e Angelique. Benvenuti nel nostro podcast. We are passionate language learners and we record for you the language learning podcast we'd like to play when we learn new languages.
Our podcast, in mixed English and simple Italian, helps beginners and intermediate Italian language learners enjoy engaging content about Italy, its language and its culture since day zero of their language learning journey.
Now that summer is here, you'll be seeing Italians, both young and old, enjoy their summer holiday in various ways. Often, you will find them by the sea and, in some instances, by the mountains, being carefree together with their family.
In this episode, we'll briefly talk about the ways Italians escape, or better yet, enjoy the summer heat, and the many challenges they are facing this year due to the drought happening in the north of Italy. Listen now to our podcast episode as we learn about the fascinating world of l'estate italiana. Benvenuti di nuovo al nostro podcast The Italian Escape. For today, we'll not be doing an interview, that's for sure. We'll do something like what we used to do, a chit-chat between two people. So, now that everyone is listening, you might be wondering what we want to talk about. Today, we'll be talking about summer, as we're already experiencing several heat waves as of the moment, and I hope you stay hydrated this week, since this will be the hottest summer, I think, so far for humankind, I suppose.
Non so se è la più calda, ma sicuramente molto molto calda. Meno male che ormai siamo a Genova e non più a Milano. Lì sì. Fa ancora più caldo. Sì. If possible.
Yeah, so luckily we moved, but it's still pretty hot. So, how do we begin this podcast? Maybe we could start talking about like how Italians spend their summer holidays usually and how different it would be for a foreigner, I guess, who comes to Italy.
È una buona idea. Anche perché ho sempre pensato che le vacanze italiane siano particolari rispetto alle vacanze negli altri paesi. Non che siano uniche, credo che per esempio in Francia probabilmente sono simili, mm-hmm. ma sicuramente sono, secondo me, diverse dalle vacanze nei paesi come l'Inghilterra o gli Stati Uniti. E questo, secondo me, principalmente per via della durata delle vacanze scolastiche. I mean, as you know, Italy is a country which gives a lot of weight and value to family. So the span of the summer vacations for the kids has a significant impact on how all of the Italian people spend their vacations. I mean, on average. Ci sono sempre le eccezioni, chiaramente, però in media qualsiasi famiglia che abbia dei figli in età scolastica, quindi dai 3 ai 18 anni, sicuramente molto influenzata da quanto durano. E sono davvero lunghe, because it's like they last 3 months.
Aspetta, long. Da quando iniziate?
We usually start at the end of, not at the end, like in the first half of June. Okay. And they end during the first half of September.
È lunghissimo.
3 mesi.
3 mesi. Nel mio periodo non era tre, ma forse, no, anche nelle Filippine. Quando ero piccola era anche 3 mesi. Adesso secondo me è cambiato perché l'hanno cambiato anche il calendario per la scuola.
That long? 3 months even in the Philippines?
Sì, da marzo ad aprile. No, da marzo, aprile, no, forse solo 2 mesi, ok.
Yeah, 3 months is really long and, I mean, I don't know if there are any other countries in the world which have such long summer vacations, but Not many, if that's the case. Anyway, so this kind of vacation has a big impact. This kind of long summer break has a big impact on how you spend your time. First of all, you cannot go on a trip for 3 months, usually.
You'll be broke.
Sì, esatto. Finiresti senza soldi, ma soprattutto i genitori non hanno 3 mesi di vacanze, perché quando lavori come impiegato in Italia, di solito si hanno circa 5 settimane di vacanza. Il 3 mesi sono 12 settimane. Quindi un grosso primo problema è, bene, ma noi genitori come facciamo a gestire le vacanze dei nostri figli che hanno il triplo delle vacanze che abbiamo noi? È impegnativo. Non puoi andare sempre in vacanza. So what do you do?
What do you do?
What do we do there? We used to do many things. Some we still do. So there are summer camps. In italiano, in Italia le chiamiamo colonie.
Sì.
Adesso non sono molto comune, sì. Si diceva andare in colonia. Adesso vengono chiamati campi estivi anche in Italia, ma una volta erano le colonie e duravano parecchio, quindi i genitori portavano i bambini in colonia, che potevano essere al mare, ma spesso erano in montagna, e lì stavano insieme e si giocava anche per un paio di mesi o per tutta l'estate. Well, that's similar, I think, to summer camp.
Yeah, it's like, you know, those one of those American films that talk about summer camps. Can't remember. There are several films about it. So.
Yeah. Like American Pie, the first one.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
But the second one, I don't remember.
I don't know, but one of the films of American Pie. But as well as, you know, the film where they're the twins, where they're separated at birth, and then they find out that their parents were together, and they met in a summer camp, something like that. But there's always a summer camp portion of a film in America, usually. So summer camps is not a unique thing in Italy, I must say.
No, it's not. It's not. So that's something that used to be. But it's not so peculiar of Italy. Another thing that is very common is going to the vacation home.
Okay.
So, in the, let's say the previous generation used to buy vacation home, you know, during the economic boom.
So when are we talking about?
There were extra money, huh?
Which period are we talking about?
Well, I think it's, I don't know, between the 60s and the 80s.
Quindi anni 50, like 60. Yeah.
And yeah, but no, and up to the 80s.
Okay.
Anyway. C'era questo, diciamo, l'economia andava bene, quindi c'erano i soldi, e c'era l'usanza di comprare case per le vacanze.
Mm.
Potevano essere al mare, potevano essere in montagna, e adesso queste case sono ancora nelle famiglie, perché, come forse alcuni dei nostri ascoltatori sanno, in Italia, agli italiani piace molto investire nella casa. Quindi moltissimi italiani hanno almeno una casa di proprietà e tanti ne hanno due, quindi anche la casa per le vacanze, al mare o in campagna. E quindi una delle usanze era proprio, ed è ancora così, it's to just go and move to the vacation home. Oftentimes the vacation home is not far from the
actual home.
From the actual home, exactly. So sometimes, like, the kids go there and spend there, like, all of their summer, while the parents, one or two, they go, like, back and forth for working and then back to the vacation home.
È impegnativo, però.
Yes and no. Like, it's not that much. Like, sometimes, like, for example, when I was a kid, we had this vacation home, which was, like, 45 minutes in the countryside from where my actual home was, and I would go there for like 1 or 2 months during summer, and I would stay there maybe with my mother. Lei faceva la dentista e quindi aveva era una libera professionista, quindi aveva la possibilità di
gestire l'orario.
Di gestirsi il proprio orario, quindi sceglieva di avere delle vacanze più lunghe. E lei veniva con noi e stava su mese e mezzo, due. While my father had to work in the hospital and so he didn't have that much time. So he would just stay in Genoa, where we were living in the city, during the week, and then during the weekend he would just join us in the country home. And this is something that was common. It was not something that only our family used to do.
Però aspetta, il tuo caso forse è un po' diversa, perché tante delle famiglie italiane hanno genitori che lavorano come impiegato, tipo, like, you know, office jobs, and most of them don't really have that many holidays. How would they manage back in those days?
Beh, anzitutto, back in the days, only one of the partners, of the spouses, used to have a job, usually the man.
That's true.
But then, again, usually the vacation home is not far, so they can make the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, taking some extra vacation days once in a while. Also depends, you know, not everybody has an 8-hour long working day.
Mm-hmm.
Most contracts for example, shop assistant, the contract is usually like 6 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
For 6 days. And so, like, they have more time to go, to move back and forth.
Quell'epoca è più facile.
Even now, eh?
Sì, però quell'epoca forse è più facile. Era più facile.
Sì, sì, però comunque è rimasta. E chiaramente, come dici tu, a volte è difficile, non sempre possibile. Ed è per quello che c'è un'altra grossa abitudine, soprattutto d'estate, che è quella dello stabilimento balneare.
A Genova è più facile.
Sì, beh, però l'Italia ha tantissima costa e tantissimo mare, quindi tante persone vivono sul mare.
Sì. Cioè, tipo, quando ho fatto la ricerca, le regioni o i paesi che gli italiani vanno per le vacanze, di solito, a parte di Liguria, ci sono Sardegna, Emilia-Romagna, perché hanno il mare, non solo quella di Bologna, tutti quanti dentro metà d'Italia. Poi la costa Amalfi, oppure tipo Puglia, Toscana, forse anche Sicilia, Calabria, hanno il mare se devi andare. Però ci sono anche alcune regioni che non hanno il mare.
Yes, in that case is usually a mix. So for those regions who don't have the sea, they cannot use stabilimento balneare. Okay, first of all, little disclaimer, okay, explanation. What is a stabilimento balneare?
In my opinion.
Yeah, there's no exact translation in English. That's why I think it's a very Italian thing. Not only Italian, but very Italian thing. But okay, go explain, Angie.
So, from my experience, stabilimento balneare are those places where you could hang out, where you could stay under the sun or have an umbrella, and then there's always a lifeguard, and then you could swim. There could be optional, like there will be an optional pool if you're lucky, and then there's a place where you have a bar where you could eat. So. And it has also tons of activities, like ping pong or tennis, depending on which spot you are in on. But it comes with a price, and you would have to book it like months in advance before the summer holidays, because that means you would have the membership for the rest of the summer, so people could just enter in and out in these places.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it right. You got it right. I would say it's an equipped area. On the shore, which has all the equipment that you would need to enjoy the beach, basically, plus some more. E come dicevi tu, di solito è necessario fare l'abbonamento annuale,
mm-hmm.
So the monthly subscription, which comes with a cabin.
Oh yeah, I missed that part. It's I think something unique as well for you guys, or maybe in Europe, because we don't have that in the Philippines, a cabin where you can store stuff or where you can even put a seat if you really want it. It's a tiny thing, the cabin.
Sì, è più un camerino, it's like a changing room, a dressing room, not yeah. a changing room, a dressing room, dove puoi lasciare il costume o i vestiti,
anche,
puoi cambiare.
Anche i giochi per i bambini.
Poi ci sono le aree attrezzate con i giochi per i bambini, like a game area. And it's common for people to have this yearly subscription for people who live by the sea, which is not everybody, but there are a lot of people. And they just would have the subscription and go. The kids would spend their whole day.
Yeah. Or like they go like do some activity during the day and then they just go there directly.
Esatto. Mentre i genitori li raggiungono dopo il lavoro.
Anche. E poi non dimenticare che ci sono i nonni.
E poi ci sono i nonni che a volte vanno con i bambini, se sono piccoli. Oppure sono proprio the secret component that allows for parents to manage their summer vacation home or stabilimento.
Ah.
So it's not uncommon that the kids go and spend their summer with the grandparents.
True. Hi again, Angelique here. Hope you're enjoying our episode so far. I'm now grabbing this opportunity to tell you more about two new features of the Italian Escape podcast. If you're feeling lost and are one of those people that like to read our conversations while listening, then you're in luck. You can now find transcripts to our episodes in our website. Our basic transcripts are and will always be free because we really want to give you everybody better tools and content to learn the language we love. Yet, we decided to open a Patreon account to give you guys the chance to support us and help us creating new and engaging content for learning Italian. For you, our Patreons, we created a few special gifts to reward and thank you for your support. In the first tier, for the enthusiastic learners, you will get our enhanced transcripts with time reference and color coding to jump right to the Italian you quite did not get. In the second tier, reserved for the fast and furious Italian learners, you will find our most precious gift, the proficiency vocabulary lists, where you will find all the Italian words used in the episode categorized by proficiency level. No matter your level, with our proficiency vocabulary lists, you can jump straight to the words you need to learn and filter out the noise. So what are you waiting for? Head to our Patreon now and be part of our community, where more rewards are waiting for you. All right. Thanks again for listening. And now let's head back to our episode.
And then, as I said, like the parents follow during the weekends, maybe taking like the Friday off and this mm-hmm. kind of. E quindi c'è questa atmosfera, si crea questa atmosfera molto particolare quando sei un ragazzo, un bambino, dove con l'arrivo dell'estate si vive una vita completamente diversa.
Tipo, sì, un altro mondo.
Eh sì, a volte proprio perché ti trasferisci in un posto diverso. So you move to another place, to another town. And this creates really a special atmosphere. Si creano delle amicizie particolari.
Giusto, perché ci sono altre persone in quel paese.
Esatto, si creano dei gruppi di amici che magari esistono solo per quei 3 mesi all'anno.
Sì.
3 mesi, 2 mesi, a seconda di quanto dura. Ed è un momento epico nella vita di un italiano, a cui gli italiani di solito, quando sono poi adulti, ripensano. So they like to remember this with a scent of
nostalgia,
yeah, because it's like a magic period.
Yeah, I mean, ho visto, like I've seen many of these instances in your films, like the Italian films. I will discard all the films depicted by foreigners because that's another world. What we want to focus on are like the Italian spending holidays, and you depict it very often, very well, in several of your films throughout the decades. And you always talk about nostalgia, the feeling of young love, which is something like an article mentioned in the, yeah, one of these weeks, like it, when I, what I read.
It's even a thing, summer love, gli amori estivi. So no, like it is a actual thing, like to fall in love during the summer and then that love ends at the end of the summer.
Break up.
Yeah. It's usually due to the fact that people get together for a summer and then they go back to their normal life somewhere else. But non è solo il posto che cambia, è proprio anche il modo di vivere, no?
Giusto.
Because when you are in these places as a kid or as a teenager, you're carefree, like you just enjoy your time all day long. So you're a different person compared to when you go back to school. E ognuno cambia, no? C'è la persona studiosa che è a scuola 5-6 ore tutti i giorni, poi a casa studi, i compiti, le attività, e l'amore, la relazione che è nata sotto l'ombrellone molte volte non sopravvive al ritorno alla vita quotidiana.
Sì, I think it's because you give like a double personality, like an alter ego, something like that kind of feeling. Like you're very carefree, playful during summer, which is understandable because everyone is like that, I think. E poi quando devi tornare nella normalità, you're so serious most of the time because you don't give kids room to play. You have a schedule to follow. And so they have to stick to the regimen. And it kind of, you know, it's a sad thing that I see among kids nowadays, especially also in Italy, che ti ruba la curiosità o l'anima giocoso dei bambini che vedi di più durante l'estate, forse. Sbaglio?
I don't know. Non ho capito completamente. Like, could you explain a bit better?
I see kids a bit more serious and behaving very differently on a regular day if it's not summer. If it's summer, they're more carefree, playful, and open.
È vero, in parte è vero, ma proprio perché è un modo di vivere diverso, c'è un'atmosfera appunto magica, spensierata. Spensierata, yeah. Vuol dire carefree, no?
True. Like, I mean, there's also like my favorite comics. It's not by an Italian. It's by, I think, a Spanish guy who lives in Belgium. And he always depicts this magical feeling of the family spending holidays every summer. And it's quite nice to imagine that because like back, well, and now that I'm thinking about it, we have 3 months of summer, but not every family gets to have that opportunity to, you know, enjoy the summer holiday. So maybe some people do what you guys do here in Italy, but it's a rare opportunity, I must say, like for a family to get together like that. It's like here it's easier to enjoy as a family the summer holiday, I think.
Ma sì, da una parte è più facile, dall'altra è anche che c'è molto desiderio di passare queste vacanze come una famiglia.
Giusto.
Quindi sono tutte e due le componenti, secondo me. È proprio abitudine cercare di passare le vacanze assieme, soprattutto quelle estive, quindi stare assieme come famiglia. Infatti una volta si mandavano di più i ragazzi al campo estivo, in colonia però, mentre adesso magari sì, li mandano al campo estivo, però il campo estivo solo di giorno, poi la sera tornano a dormire a casa.
Sì.
Quindi è vicino, è una cosa diversa. Ci piace stare in famiglia in generale. I don't think that comes as a surprise.
No.
And yeah, so I think other countries have a somehow similar summer vacation, like France, I think it's similar. I don't think they have summer break as long as ours. Maybe it's just 2 months, but it's still long.
True.
I don't know about Spain and Portugal, maybe.
I am not sure how long their holidays are, but in general, I noticed in Europe, they like to get together as a family, whether or not, like, no matter the duration, no matter how long or short the summer holiday is, they love to do things together as a family. I mean, hai notato che anche i tedeschi, gli olandesi, i belgi, i nordici, tutti quanti fanno attività quando vengono qui in Italia, fanno tutte le attività insieme, come famiglia. I mean, campers, doing road trips together as a family. But, like, in the UK, you don't get to see, these families join forces.
No, non saprei, devo dire. So che durante l'estate, negli anni scorsi, era abbastanza comune vedere olandesi, belgi, danesi, tedeschi e anche qualche inglese venire, diciamo, in Italia a fare le vacanze al mare. Quindi magari soprattutto andare nei campeggi, passare 2 o 3 settimane in un campeggio tutti assieme. Vivere un po' questa vita estiva, no? Fatta di giornate al mare, di passeggiate serali per andare a prendere il gelato.
Giusto, perché tanti negozi, no, like gelateria, so people who sell gelato, open late at night during the summer.
Yeah, because it's a thing, it's an Italian thing, like having a walk to get ice cream in the summer at night.
Yeah.
Quindi farsi la passeggiata, andare nei locali estivi, poi...
Even drinks, like getting drinks, you don't go to a bar in the city anymore, most of the time they're even closed now.
Yeah. Di solito gli stabilimenti balneari, tanti, hanno anche la zona notturna, diciamo. Quindi di giorno si usa la spiaggia, magari di sera diventa un club, vai lì, ti prendi il cocktail, poi balli sulla spiaggia di fronte al mare. Questo genere di atmosfera molto, si direi proprio spensierata è la parola giusta, secondo me. Carefree.
Yeah, I have that feeling too. Whenever I pass by, like I've not experienced that much because I don't really like that scene, but I feel the carefreeness attitude.
Yeah. E come hai menzionato, c'è poi l'altro lato della medaglia, so the flip side, which is that usually during August, the big cities, especially the ones which are far from the sea, like Milan, they become deserted.
That's true.
È una sensazione stranissima. Giri e non c'è nessuno.
Non c'è nessuno e poi quasi tutti i negozi sono chiusi.
Di negozi chiusi.
Sì.
E nei posti dove di solito è impossibile trovare parcheggio, trovi tutto il parcheggio che vuoi.
Giusto.
That's why I always said I like Milan during August because you go and you can go everywhere. Hassle-free.
Yeah, it's just pretty hot.
It's pretty hot, but hassle-free. Whereas during the other months of the year, you really need to struggle. You know?
Yeah.
Because it's always packed with people.
Yeah, because most of the cities, like in Milan or like Verona or, I don't know, Bologna, the people in it would usually go somewhere else. Either like to the mountains or to the sea. Like they have second homes or they rent someplace else that's pretty cool or has the water next to them.
Sì, anche perché l'Italia, nonostante sia un paese piccolo, offre quasi tutti gli ambienti, quindi hai la pianura, hai la montagna, hai il fiume, hai la spiaggia. Quindi, like, whatever you want to enjoy as a vacation, you can just by driving maybe a couple hundred kilometers.
Giusto, però quest'anno sembra più difficile, forse.
Adesso è un po' più difficile.
Per tanti motivi.
Sì, adesso è un po' più difficile, un po' per il Covid e un po'...
Quella guerra di Ucraina
è
che...
un po' per la guerra, esatto.
Che dà problemi per i prezzi dei gas.
Del sì, carburante, dici?
Per carburante, sì.
Sì, diciamo che il carburante è aumentato molto, adesso va a 2 euro al litro, che è tanto.
And then the drought.
E vabbè,
well, the drought
la siccità,
plays a role.
Sì, però non è che impatta il modo in cui gli italiani fanno le vacanze.
Dipende, se loro vanno nelle montagne si sente, perché tanti dei miei amici che vanno nelle montagne adesso lamentano che non vedi neanche il lago. It looks like a pond.
Mm.
Some rivers are like super dry, like the Po River, for example.
Yeah, I guess that if your ideal vacation is by the river, you might have some issues. But I think majority of Italians are hampered by the increase of prices.
True.
Because everything went up. Like, it's insane. Like,
even
by
the
20,
food.
30%, yeah. 40% even. They say inflation is at 6%, but it feels much higher, to be honest.
I think it's because the salaries stayed, like, the same from I don't know when, from even before I came to Italy, and then the prices got higher and higher over time, but now it feels like it accelerated the inflation. So it does feel like a pain for many Italian families, especially those with young kids who want to spend holidays but cannot do it because it's really expensive to do one, I think, this year. I hope that there are, like, spero che ci sono abbastanza persone che fanno la vacanza italiana durante l'estate, però non lo so.
Ma sai, ci sono sempre le persone che vanno in vacanza, perché comunque le vacanze sono molto importanti, però magari invece di fare 2 settimane ne fanno una, o magari invece di fare una settimana fuori, appunto, passano tutta l'estate allo stabilimento balneare, o tutta l'estate alla casa in campagna, o sul mare. Una volta si passava il tempo allo stabilimento balneare o alla seconda casa per le vacanze, e poi si andava anche a fare un'altra vacanza in un altro posto. Maybe in a resort or in a village or a short cruise. Now many people, they just go to the second home. I think many people are still going on vacation, relying on the wealth of the previous generation, which allowed them to have, like, I don't know, again, like the second home, or they don't have to pay the rent because their parents gave their home, one of their home,
yeah,
for them to live in, and so they can still somehow manage. But the full paid vacations, those, I think they got some blow. Indeed, there is some, like, the government even released some special bonus for a
really?
Vacation. Yeah, something like that, I think. They did something like that last year. But as usual, you have to be very poor, so.
It's either, yeah, you have to be very poor or you have to be very rich to enjoy a proper holiday, I suppose.
Mm.
Which is very sad, but this is Italy.
Ma
I don't want to discourage the listeners, though.
Ma il vantaggio è che per chi vive in Italia è un po' come essere sempre in vacanza, tutto sommato. No?
Depending on the perspective, sì. Devi adattare.
Dai, anche noi, quando abbiamo finito di... Quando abbiamo finito di lavorare d'estate,
sì,
se abbiamo voglia andiamo a farci,
sì,
l'aperitivo sul mare. Cioè.
Però secondo me devi avere una mentalità più fluida, non troppo rigida, like all or nothing, bianco o nero. Devi, come ho detto, adattare da tuo vita di adesso. Perché se sei uno che vuole staccare proprio, non riesci di godere tantissimo perché hai tanti limiti adesso, di più anche, forse, quest'anno.
No, però tu adesso stai parlando di me in particolare.
No, like the costs.
No, sì.
If
sì.
You're someone who wants to spend a gigantic amount of money just to have a proper holiday like you wanted, to not think about work, okay, fine, you can do it, it comes with a price. But with whatever's happening in this world today, with all these problems, even the financial problems, I think it would be wise for people to readjust their priorities and their schedule to make it nicer for them to enjoy their summer holidays without spending a big amount of money.
Sì, è più un tornare indietro nel tempo, nel senso, invece di fare le vacanze all'estero o in albergo, in crociera, si va appunto alla casa di campagna, o magari si affitta una casa in un paesino della Sicilia per un mese o qualcosa del genere.
Sì.
And actually, this is actually something that even foreigners can do if they want to enjoy Italy during summer.
True.
At a bargain. Don't go to an hotel or to a village. I mean, you can do that, but it's going to cost you. If you want to enjoy this kind of careless summer, Italian summer vacation, just go to B&B or Booking. B&B is better. And look for a house to rent in a nice village by the sea in the south of Italy, center of south of Italy.
Yeah.
Go there, month rent are usually cheap enough. I mean, maybe you will, with 1500 euros, you can stay there a month or something like that. You have a home for your whole family. And you get to enjoy all of this stuff. So you got the cocktail by the sea. Le balera, so dancing on the shore, you've got the granita, you've got the ice cream, you've got the...
Everything.
Yeah.
Just book
an air pizzeria where you can enjoy like your delicious Italian pizza, and you even have open air cinema if you want it, so...
Or if you're lucky, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a nice atmosphere to enjoy, and I would also say maybe not a unique one, but it's a very particular one that is worth experiencing.
Yeah, like how the locals do it. And just a tip, book it in advance.
Yeah, book in advance, be smart. And again, as I said, if you want to enjoy it, no real need to go for the village.
And like, as I noticed, foreigners would like to go to cities, but then cities are deserted. That's the downside. Yes, it's quiet. Yes, there are more slots to, you know, book a B&B and hotel in the city. But they're usually empty and it's usually really hot because it's like a heat sink, the city. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see where the locals go for a summer holiday, just listen to our initial advice of going to a village.
Yes, I'm sorry. A disclaimer. Here in Italy, we call villaggio, so village, like equipped hotel by the sea.
Yeah, it's like stabilimento, so, but bagnato.
Well, it's not just that.
It's like an upgraded version.
An upgraded version of an hotel. So it's also more expensive. You have all the services, but it's even more expensive. So again, those are great, but not cheap. So you don't need that if you want to experience the real Italy.
Yeah, take that into account,
Well, anyway, I would say this is it for the summer
edition,
vacation vibe in Italy. It's worth trying, and as usual, let us know what you think. Drop us a question and we'll always be glad to reply to you.
Alla prossima, ragazzi.
Alla prossima. Ciao.